Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
All right, everyone. Welcome into Readin', Writin', and Reason, our weekly podcast. Dom Giordano with Dan at the controls. And we have two great guests coming up who are running for school board. Don't forget the importance of these school board races coming up. I think we're going to shock the world here in Pennsylvania. Based upon Clarice Schillinger, we're going to level the playing field. And you know we need to level the playing field. It's reached national level this week. The testimony of one Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States, how he relied solely on the National School Board Association telling him that parents were domestic terrorists and calling upon said Attorney General and the President to call out the National Guard, call out the Marines, the FBI, Homeland Security, the Secret Service. It's right here in their letter. Who are these cranks?
First sentence of your memo, very first sentence, you said, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence.
Yes.
When did you first review the data showing this so-called disturbing uptick?
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
So let me be clear. This is not a prosecution or an investigation.
Is there some study, some effort, some investigation someone did that said there's been a disturbing uptick, or you just take the words of the National School Board Association?
Well, the National School Board Association, which represents thousands of school boards and school board members, says that there are these kind of threats. When we read in the newspapers reports of threats of violence, when that is in the context of threats of violence,
the source for this, for the very first line in your memo,
time of the gentleman has expired.
Was the school board association letter
expired, Mr. Deutsch?
Yeah, Merrick Garland. Thanks to Dan putting that in that clip. It's crazy that he said stuff like this. I have their letter. We were on it before anybody with this stuff, and we're going to drive home with Readin', Writin', and Reason, and the show noon until three with Dom and Dan every day, Monday through Friday. When we get very close to the school board elections, which is a week from this coming Tuesday. Big, big stuff here. It's out of control. The Biden administration is, they're trying to chill parents. Instead of being so grateful that parents have now gotten into coming to school board meetings and trying to say their piece and get it in, I would conduct school board meetings, as you know, in a different way. I think the school board ought to engage with parents. If someone continues to overtalk and go down, you can ask them to leave. Have somebody there to do that. That's the way it should go, not a giant clock. And certainly, I'm looking at the Connecticut Democrat Party. What a bunch of piggybacking on Halloween and showing the parents going to a school board meeting with chainsaws and things like that. Not funny. This is it. Terry McAuliffe's going to lose in Virginia, saying parents don't really have a role. Yada, yada, yada. You pay everything. We're the experts here. He's sticking with that. Critical race theory playing out here. They're going to lose big time, and particularly in these school board races, and they certainly deserve to do so. One of the school districts where it's got to be intense, a very good school district, but a lot of issues, is North Penn. Joining us is a candidate for North Penn School District. He's a teacher, I believe, in Norristown, 7th and 8th grade. Dr. Frederick Frolick joins us here on Readin', Writin', and Reason. Dr. Frederick, thank you very much for joining us. So you teach 7th and 8th grade, right? What subject?
Absolutely. Yeah, so this year I'm 6th, 7th, and 8th grade social studies and science in a special education classroom.
Uh-huh. And you have your doctorate in?
Educational leadership.
Okay. So, Dr. Frederick, I was told that the PSEA is not endorsing. We have you and another teacher coming on, even though you've been a longstanding union member paying union dues and the like. Why is that? Is it a policy of theirs not to endorse teachers that might be running for a school board, in your case, the North Penn School District?
Well, you know, I'm curious myself. When I applied for their endorsement, there's a whole litany of questions they ask. And I as a teacher, I addressed many of my questions from a teacher perspective first. And the reason I was provided in response to the PSEA was that they didn't feel that my values aligned to the best interests of educators, which I found to be odd, considering I am one. What's interesting to me, honestly, is that when you look around at the candidates that they've sponsored, one of my opponents is a teacher, too. So in all fairness, they are endorsing him, but it seems like it is very party-driven, the endorsements. And I don't feel like it came down to my answers or the questions. I think it's really party-driven. One of my running mates is also a teacher, and he, too, was not endorsed. They endorsed all four of our opponents, and three of them are not educators and really have no education experience.
Yeah, so it does seem to be that. Now, are you allied with Clarice Schillinger and the main issue, Keeping Kids in School?
I was not endorsed by Keeping Kids in School. I was offered the opportunity to discuss that. The other three members of our slate are endorsed by Keeping Kids in School. For me personally, I at the time, I didn't know enough about it. And I think that I'm one of those people, I like to do a lot of research, and I really dig my claws in to find out about things. And I just simply didn't feel I had, at that time, I was getting ready to defend my dissertation. I didn't think I had enough time to really do the requisite research to accept an endorsement. And, in the event that there would be anything that I wasn't aligned with, I didn't want it to come back to haunt me later if I ever get any other ambitions. Since then, though, I get their message, and I understand what they're thinking. You know, when you look at these situations, and right now, with the way schools have been treated since COVID took over and everything else, it is essential that these kids are in schools. I mean, the data is astronomical about the loss of academic progress. Sure. And everything else. And I just don't want to see a generation of kids where there's this dip in their abilities because of a pandemic that no one saw coming. So
we're talking with Dr. Frederick Froelich, and you're running in North Penn. So what's the issue of contention with the people on the other side here in North Penn? You mentioned Keeping Kids in School. It's been a district where I'd say they weren't the worst at doing that, but they certainly weren't in the vanguard of making that the principal. What's the issue of why you want to be on the school board there?
Well, there's a couple things that really strike a nerve with me, and this is what really emboldened me to run for the office. In our district, we recently invested a lot of funds, over $8.5 million, into a brand new stadium. As that was going on, there's a 10-year plan that they published in 2018 that has literally hundreds of items on it, and there's a priority to those items. And somehow an athletic stadium, one of the reasons that they wanted to push the stadium was for ADA compliance, was put ahead of air conditioning in our middle schools. We have COVID relief funds to the tune of about $17 million, and then this $8.5 million that we took from our capital fund, it could have covered the air conditioning based on their numbers and their estimates for all of our middle schools. We have some of the classrooms in these buildings. I went to back to school night this year. My daughter is at Penndale Middle School, and the temperature just for one, like, two-hour session was insane. And I thought, wow, like, I'm sending my baby in here every day, and it was awful. And when you bring that up, they're so proud of the stadium. They keep talking about, oh, it's too much money. It wasn't too much money to spend $8.5 million on a stadium. So a lot of it for me comes down to the prioritization of capital projects and the transparency with the public. But, you know,
well, wait a minute. Let me stop you there, Dr. Fred. So, look, the stadium, that's one thing, but the lack of transparency with this, and that's the biggest issue with a lot of these school boards, somehow or another. Are you indicating you think parents would be more on board that have kids in middle school, particularly with having air conditioning, versus a palatial new stadium.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really frustrating is when you talk to the parents. I had a woman call me the first week of school. She doesn't know me, but she knew I was running. And she vocalized a concern that her daughter was in school the first week, and it was so warm in her classroom that they went to a supermarket, and she literally became ill in the aisleway and was embarrassed. And it was all because she had that residual heat, you know, exhaustion. I had other parents call me saying their kids were going in, and the one teacher was like, I don't want to see water bottles out because, you know, they're messy and they can be an issue. But they have to have water bottles because it's so astronomically hot in there. And I think that when they looked at what they did and they prioritized what they did, they sold everybody or tried to sell everybody on why this stadium was so important. ADA compliance was their thing. This stadium was finished, and we just were notified last week. A lot of our special needs children have gone to some of the events. And literally, when in the planning of this stadium, there is an obstructed view for our wheelchair-bound students in this brand-new stadium. The whole purpose, one of the main purposes, was ADA compliance, and these poor children still can't see the field.
What is the other issue, too? So we got you on that, the stadium versus the kids not passing out. That's a strong issue. What else? Why else do you want to be on the North Penn School Board?
Well, I would notice I want to say either late January, early February, there was a discussion about the aquatics program is typically been a requirement of our 10th grade students. And they wanted to eliminate the requirement and make it an option. And instead, they wanted to enhance our AP and college preparatory offerings for our student body, which on the surface sounds great. But in a district where we already have 38 AP classes, we have seen astronomical drops in the number of students who participate in our career and tech ed programs, and I haven't seen any initiatives put in place to increase that enrollment and to provide kids who want to go directly into the workforce with additional coursework and training, like financial literacy, things of that nature, or even a course that would make me most employable when I get done high school. And I call into question the decision-making when every single gym teacher that works for the district spoke at the board meeting saying, please don't eradicate this. This is a life skill. It's essential. We really need this. And they're the experts to me, and we go against their wishes to put in place something that we're already doing well. And not, if we're going to take it out, not provide services to a large percentage of the population, including our life skills and our learning support students.
Well, I like what you said, too. Well, we're sensitive. AP classes are fine. I support them, and you do, too, I'm sure. But if they're already, you know, the thing that's taking care of that, you're right. What about the kids that are going into other careers, the world of work, maybe even after high school, beefing that up and making that a really good program?
Absolutely. I think these kids would really benefit from career exploration. Like, there's a little bit of it, and I'll credit this. They have a great guidance department in the high school that works on this with a software, Naviance, that helps kids explore a little bit. But so much of what North Penn does right now is career in the world of college driven, because that's where the ratings seem to come most from. And the reality is, a high percentage of these kids are wonderful talents, and they have opportunities in working with their hands or going directly into the workforce that they could really be contributing members of society and earn a living wage. And I feel like that message gets lost because everybody beats the drum of college. And that's simply not fair to the kids who may not want to go to college or may have fears of, if I go to college and I don't make it all the way through, I acquire all this debt, I never finish.
Exactly.
And now I got to go into the real world, get a regular job.
Boy,
anyway,
see when you mentioned research to me, these are issues we haven't heard quite, and you've amplified the macro level, but at the micro level, you're right on top of it. Is there a Facebook page or anything else, Dr. Frederick, that people can follow you and talk with you or help out in some way?
So our team is North Penn Stronger Together. We're on Facebook. We have a webpage, northpennstrongertogether.com. And I have a Facebook page for my candidacy as an individual as well. And absolutely feel free to check that out. I try to post often.
Spell the last name, Dr. Frederick. It's Dr. Frederick Froelich.
Sure.
How do we spell the last name?
Last name is Froelich.
Very
and
good.
Honestly,
thank you.
The biggest thing I could possibly say is this has never been about red and blue or Republican, Democrat. I'm a purple guy normally. This is about the children, and that's what I think we need to keep sight of.
Well put, Dr. Frederick. Thank you. Good luck with this. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's a very interesting angle to it. And you notice the age-old debate here. Yeah, AP classes, college, I'm all on board with that. But how many school districts, particularly a place like North Penn and in the suburbs, the more affluent middle class and up suburbs, are providing career slash, you know, going into the trades and things of that nature that is high quality as their AP offerings? Maybe not. That's an interesting thing there. But more interesting, the PSEA will not endorse him, even though he's a teacher. Seems to be Republican, Democrat? Not seems to be. It is, I believe, over there. Coming up, we're going to speak with James Bender, who's also running for school board. Another teacher. Really interesting story, too. All that right here on Reading, Writing, and Reason with Dom Giordano and Dan Borowski at the controls.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome back to Reading, Writing, and Reason. We're less than 2 weeks out from the big school board election, and I'm thrilled, even though other people are not, that we're seeing such intensity of parents and people running for school board that might have not considered this in the past. James Bender is running for school board over in a big one where it's a very, very close vote and a lot of board matters. Central Bucks, very esteemed school district, affluent, highly educated people across the board, one of the biggest in Pennsylvania. And James Bender is with us, and he's a teacher at a private high school. James, welcome to Reading, Writing, and Reason. Where do you teach?
So I teach at a private school, Villa Joseph Marie, down in Richborough, Newtown area of Bucks County.
Oh, okay. And what subject do you teach, James?
I'm a world history teacher. I've also taught a variety of other social studies courses, anything from gov to psychology to human geography. So, you know, a variety of stuff.
Now, I was told, even though you're a teacher, you think the PSEA would maybe lean toward wanting teachers to be on a school board. That might be helpful in addition to parents. You didn't get their endorsement. Any reason why?
Well, you know, I certainly am not here to speak for them as to why or why not, but I also do find it a little curious that, you know, in my region, I am the teacher running. My opponent is not a teacher, has no background in education, and I'm not the endorsed candidate. I do think that's curious. I certainly think that, you know, that is one of the benefits that I bring to the table is being on the board. I would have a bit of a better understanding than some other folks in terms of what it's like to be both inside the building and outside the building as a parent of four children in the school district. You know, I've got that multiple perspective, but, you know, I guess, again, I'm not going to speak to why the PSEA has decided to go a different direction, but, you know, they're not backing me.
Yeah, I got you. It is very, very curious to me also. James, I like this school district for a lot of reasons, one of which they've been in the news a lot. I know there were close votes on a number of things. Many times I think they went the right way, but as I said, very, very close votes, a lot of on the big issues around COVID and even things, I think, like critical race theory or some derivative. Why are you running, though? What is it that has you running? And speak to particularly maybe any specific decisions that have been made that made you jump in and say you want to run to be on the board.
For me, the story is actually easy. So a year ago in December, I actually went and spoke at public comment for the first time in years. I mean, I've always been moderately engaged, but first time in years I went. And my issue last year was that there's really just no communication anymore between our school board and the community. There's a real lack of transparency, especially in the middle of a pandemic, in the midst of this issue, the situation. It's just, it's infuriating sometimes as a parent. And so I went and I spoke at the school board meeting, and I did have some harsh words for those folks, which is my constitutional right. And I at the time, then, you know, they reacted very strongly to me. And actually, we wound up, instead of public comment, it became an argument back and forth between myself and some of the board members. One of the board members actually muttered an expletive under her breath and was caught on the hot mic, wound up having to apologize to me at the next board meeting. But what really struck was one of the other board members said, this is why people like you, directing it to me, this is why we can't get good people to run for school board. And I can pinpoint that being the moment that I went, you know what, I'm going to run for school board. I mean, that's how they feel, that good people aren't running. And here I am, like, you're right. I'm not going to be on the sidelines anymore, so here I come.
Wow, and you don't sound like that, too. And in fact, I have to say, to your credit, kind of, you're running for office. You didn't bury the PSEA not supporting you. You used the word curious. I can't imagine a James Bender that they're going to be cursing under their breath or otherwise. What the heck did you say exactly that got the curse going?
But I absolutely, and I stand by a lot of what I said, that there's a history of backroom deals where decisions and votes are happening at the board level at the meeting that are contradictory of an email or any other communication that had come out earlier in the week. This has happened repeatedly in our school district. This happened two summers in a row now, where we families were told our kids were going to be back in school, that the masking policy was going to be optional. And then a week before school starts, all that gets pulled out from under us. And clearly, that's not a decision that gets made during the board meeting. These are decisions that are being made behind closed doors, even as much as, you know, who's going to be the next board president or what's the next policy that we're going to do. And so my anger was, why are we being kept in the dark? Why aren't we being a part of the process? We are the stakeholders as much as any other group of people in this district as parents. Why is our voice not being heard? And why are you hiding these things from us? You are our representatives. That is your job, is to represent us.
Right,
and how
right.
Can you
I got
represent
you.
Us
hey, James, I wanted to break in and comment, though. I do like it if some of them engage with you, even if it's argumentative. I have to say, even the woman that muttered the curse, that's better than what we see where you just have people say 2 minutes, you say something, and then there's no engagement, no response. So I'm glad, however it happened, that this is engaging and it got you so riled up that you're going to put it on the line and run for school board. I'm thrilled, and you probably are too, at how this process had worked. This is democracy in action, big time. A guy goes there, does his speech, curse under the breath and back and forth. Bang, well, I am going to run there on the spot. You got to love it.
Yeah. I've never been afraid to break to back down. I'm a social studies teacher. I teach my students about advocacy, about civic responsibility, and I'm just trying to live it.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a specific issue other than this transparency thing? I mean, how many school board members are up, and do you run with a team on your side, or do you run individually?
So we run individually, although the way that this election has gone, there's been now a very clear two slates of candidates, and there's five seats open on a 9-member board right now.
That's
so
good.
To say that this is a important election is the understatement of the decade.
Here. Yeah. Well, without a doubt, and I know how close it's been and close votes around this. So the issues then are things like the transparency around this. I remember that. We talked about it, James, a lot. When the superintendent was giving every signal that schools would be open, and then the teachers' union seemed to say, well, sabbaticals, sick outs, and all that, and it changed, and there was a lot of protest back and forth on that. Is there anything going on there around the issue of critical race theory or something, some derivative, where that's being debated?
Sure, there definitely is. You know, the district assures the community that there's no intention of approving any sort of curriculum, but there's right to know requests that show that teacher trainings in the district are exhibiting the exact opposite. That they're the candidates that are running on the other slate have made it abundantly clear in every post and every piece of literature that that is one of their main sticking points. That is something that they are pushing that they feel belongs in our schools. So, yeah, I can say that there's definitely a line in the sand in this race around that issue.
Yeah. And does the other side say that you and your position, it's not about critical race theory, it's about telling the truth about slavery in America, and you don't want to do it? Is that their contention or is it something else?
No, that's a lot of it. I mean, it's hard to tell. The candidates themselves don't really engage in a whole lot of back and forth. So they let a lot of their social media warriors do it for them. But that definitely seems to be the thread and the theme to which, you know, I teach world history. So, you know, I am constantly talking about, you know, examining our past, examining the issues that we have, but doing it in a way that doesn't ask children to divide themselves and to accept guilt for things. So, you know, there's as a general summary, and you know, there's so much more that our district should be worrying about in this moment, and with declining test scores, with mental health issues being amplified by the situation of COVID, by, you know, all the policy changes, the rapid changes, asking parents to just take it on the chin time and again instead of letting them be a part of the conversation. I'm not sure that critical race theory is the number one topic that we should be addressing in Central Box at this moment.
Well put. I'm still thinking this as Mr. Smith goes to Washington, seeing that moment. Sure. I wish I have to find that, James, because, again, your teaching background shows and you seem very balanced on this stuff. And all that happened at the meeting, to me, seems like engagement. That's all a good thing. Anybody on the school board ought to be thrilled that there's so much attention now on this stuff. And if you're not, I'll use your word, it's pretty curious. Why are you not thrilled that parents are being involved? And if you have a loud mouth after a certain period of time, you can have them removed. That's all clear. But engage people like you, that ought to be great. They ought to be able to answer you, debate you, or whatever. That's what it's there for.
I love the way you describe it. I hope that we can bring that to the board.
Well, James Bender, where do we find you if people want to help or see more about your campaign? Is there a website and or Facebook, or what do they do?
Absolutely. Friends of James Bender is the website, and, you know, James Bender School Board is the Facebook page. You'll see me, Region 5 Central Bucks School District.
Well, 5 out of 9 in a big, big time. This makes news, this school district. You're right. This is like the election of, I don't know, one of the biggest in American history. I'll be watching for the results that night.
Thanks very much for having me join you. Appreciate it.
Good luck in running in Central Bucks, a school district where it's been very tight. I can't say bad things about their process there, really. I don't like the teachers union there, what they did at the start of school, you may remember, threatening the superintendent who was going to go to in-person learning last year. But the school board there, by and large, has been for in-person learning, even been against the masking situation. And I just cannot say bad things. And also, Central Bucks is where Paul Martino is. He's the venture capitalist backing our buddy Clarice Schillinger with $500,000 in Pennsylvania to level the playing field against the unions in this battle to determine how education's going to go here. One other thing that's going to help, too, and we will have this guy back. We liked him a lot. He actually called me dude. State Representative Andrew Lewis. He's doing a couple of things, one of which is this transparency bill that would force school boards, and it's gotten partway through the House, it goes to the Senate, to have to put up online, no big deal, the curriculum for each grade. Maybe then we wouldn't see as much sniping, because parents don't know exactly. Then they're told they don't know anything when they say, it appears you're teaching critical race theory. You're teaching this, that, and whatever. Now, I realize they still may try to flim-flam on the critical race theory and call it different things. But this guy is a coming star, State Representative Andrew Lewis. If that bill gets through, he's got another one, the Excellent Education for All Act, allowing parents to use education tax dollars on qualifying purchases like tuition, online classes, tutoring, and special needs services. In other words, all the education dollars follow the child and parent, not just the public schools. So watch for this. We are on it. We'll talk more about it in coming days. And next week's podcast, we know, we'll drill down on the school board races in our area so that you can remember some of these names and some of the things that are going on. We invite people on the other side. They don't want to do it for obvious reasons. They can't handle the questions. Do you want to tell kids? Do you think a curriculum should tell kids that America is still a racist country? All that I need to know. If you answer yes, well, you obviously you're out. If you hem and haw, obviously you're out. That's all you have to ask. Hey, thanks to Dan for producing all this. Thanks for listening every week. And again, if you want to tell other people about it, it's archived on the station's website page, talkradio1210wpht.com. That's where you'll find it. Turn other people onto it, particularly as we head into the school board race. Thanks to James Bender. Thanks to Frederick Frolic and everyone else here on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.